One of our fellow Farm Broadcast colleagues is Todd Gleason, who works for Illinois Ag Extension, also for WILL Radio, which is the public radio station out of the University of Illinois. He was following this last week, the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, closely, and talked after the Crop Tour conclusion and after the Pro Farmer had released their overall estimates, not just from the Crop Tour, but for their overall estimates for the U.S. for this year's corn and soybean crops. He talked with Brian Grady from Pro Farmer about the tour and about the actual final results from Pro Farmer released on Friday afternoon. Here's his conversation with Brian Grady.
The leader of the eastern leg of that tour and the editor of the newsletter is Brian Grady. We've talked with him all week long. He now joins us with the final numbers, not from the Crop Tour, but the projections from Pro Farmer. What'd you come up with for corn and soybeans around the nation?
Well, on the corn crop, we put the production at 14.728 billion bushels, a national average yield of 170.2, so 170.2 bushels per acre. And on soybeans, we put it at 4.093 billion bushels, an average yield of 49.3 bushels per acre. On the corn, we use a range plus or minus 1%, so that takes it on the low end from 14.581 billion bushels up to 14.875 billion bushels on the top end, and the yield would be range would be 168.5 bushels per acre to 171.9 bushels per acre. Soybeans, we put a plus or minus 2% range on, and that puts it from a range of 4.011 billion bushels to 4.175 billion bushels. The yield on that would be 48.3 bushels per acre to 50.3 bushels per acre.
Historically, how accurate are these numbers compared to the final numbers USDA projects?
Well, recently we've had some hits and we've had some misses, but we get the trend right, I think, in the most case, and so that's really what we focus on. But I will say that in the corn crop, it's easier to estimate a mature crop, and we do have some of the area this year that's much more mature than what it normally would be. Other areas are about normal, and some areas are even lagging a little bit behind what would be normal. So I can't say it's anything really one thing in terms of maturity across the Corn Belt this year. In the third week of August, it's extremely hard to estimate what the soybean crop is going to be. There's still a lot of variables that come into play there. So soybeans by far are the harder of the two, and that's why we put a plus or minus 2% range on it, whereas corn has a plus or minus 1% range.
It looks from the USDA numbers that Iowa and Minnesota will be where this crop turns. Can you tell me about the variability that you found there and the differences between what USDA produced and what you found?
Sure. So in Iowa, we'll start there, and that's my home state. So, you know, I've seen it. I live in northeast Iowa, and I've seen that crop all season long here. It looks great from the road. We've had timely rains. It's green. It's lush. Just been close to perfect growing conditions, seemingly. But, you know, when we got out in fields on the eastern half of the state anyway, we got in there, and there were some skips in rows. There were some blank stalks, and that caught me by surprise a little bit because it wasn't as good a couple rows in as what it looks like from the road. And then we go past the end rows in another 35 paces. So by the time we got in that deep into the field, in a lot of these cases, we did have some of those skips and blank stalks, like I said. So what's a very good corn crop in Iowa? I mean, it's a very, very good crop. It could have been an absolute monster if we wouldn't have had those skips and blank stalks in there.
You're four bushels under USDA for Iowa. For Minnesota, however, USDA is at 184, and you have a 175 number. There's a pretty good size disparity of nine bushels there.
Yeah, we just weren't real impressed with that with the Minnesota crop, to be honest with you. I think several factors came into play. They had a frost freeze event around mid-May. That probably had an impact on some of their stands there. And then through the south central portion of the state, they had multiple rain events, heavy rains, that I think when you add that all up, it kind of took a toll on the crop, and we just didn't come away as impressed with it as what we anticipated, quite honestly, going in, and that caused us to lean down there pretty heavily from what USDA was projecting that at.
And then here in the great state of Illinois, and I don't think you'll find too much of a difference of opinion from farmers on this one. You're 6 bushels below what USDA currently is at 200 bushels. You're at 194. What made the difference?
Well, you heard me say it all along, and this isn't the 2014 corn crop in the state of Illinois. I don't believe so anyway. And, you know, our tour numbers back that up, and then so we took that into account, and then we took other factors into account. We don't go into southern Illinois, and in 2014, southern Illinois, that bottom quarter to third of the state that we don't get into, did not pull down yields in 2014. The crop was extremely uniform that year. There's more variability this year, and I think that the southern portion of the state will pull it down this year as a whole. And as a result, we did lean down by those 6 bushels per acre from what USDA estimated on August 1.
Ohio and South Dakota were lower. However, it's Nebraska where the biggest disappointments seem to be. What did your number show there?
Well, in Nebraska, they had green snap issues, and scouts, every scout I talked to over there, and that's on the western leg, so I didn't see it personally, but every one of those scouts that I talked to mentioned the green snap and how prevalent it was. The other thing is the irrigated samples over there did not help as much as they typically would. Typically you would have a pretty significant spread between your dry land samples and your irrigated samples. And this year it was probably about half of the difference of what it normally would be over there. So the irrigated didn't pull up this year. It probably is going to limit the yield potential there, and that's the result of why we came in where we did for Nebraska.
The bean crop, however, was really good in Nebraska, it appears.
And typically Nebraska producers know how to grow really good soybeans, and they've mastered the art of not making the plant too big and bushy, and yet having the ability to put on pods, so you know, especially in those irrigated soybeans over there. So once again, a good bean crop coming out of the state of Nebraska.
Just to give you the state by states, Nebraska at 59 bushels to the acre, South Dakota 42, Minnesota 48, Iowa and Illinois both at 58.5 bushels to the acre on the pro farmer projections, Indiana at 55, and Ohio, not so bad as well, at 50 bushels to the acre. Rainfall making the difference, and August has been good, I suppose, to the soybean crop across the Midwest, hasn't it?
Definitely. We always say that if we get our boots muddy on crop tour, that it's a good thing for the soybean crop, and that's you know, part of the reason why we leaned up there on our estimate compared to what USDA had on August 1. We feel like definitely there's a soil moisture there for the crop to finish strong. Pod counts, you know, they, like I mentioned, they were variable, but I think there's enough pods out there, and this moisture will allow them to plump up. So it looks like it should be a fairly good finish for the soybean crop across the Corn Belt.
Hey, Brian, thanks so much for doing this today and for being with us all week long. Really do appreciate it here, and I know the listeners do too.
You bet. My pleasure.
Brian Grady is with Pro Farmer. He edits the newsletter.
And that's Todd Gleason with Illinois Ag Extension talking about the 2016 final numbers from Pro Farmer, taking into account their Pro Farmer crop tour of this last week. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.